Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Good morning. Praise God for this blessed day. Thank God for this other day, my brothers and sisters, that we God had made. Thank you for the songs that have been surrendered. You know, we come by faith. We come by leaning on His precious blood. We not come by with no reputation. We just come by faith and thanking God for truly another day He set aside for His believers, because I just believe this. It don't have to work for nobody else, but I believe what nothing I did on yesterday was so great that He allowed me to be here today. But I just thank Him for His mercy. I thank Him for His love. I was thinking about that songwriter. He said, "I came too far." turn around. Somebody to be on this journey that has some ups and has some downs. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just want to throw both hands in. You know, sometimes you throw your heart in there. And then sometimes, you know, let the truth be told, you want to say, I want to give up. But I want to come by to tell you this morning that God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business, you know. You know, we always solicit prayers. We solicit everyone come out. If they just start their day out with the Lord, start their, just do something different. So I ain't going to go out and start my day off with no foolishness. I want to start my day off with the Lord. I want to start my day off with the Lord on my heart. Man, it's so much going on out there right now distracting God's people. It's so funny, comical things going on. Everything is, you know, you don't know if you're going to go this way or that way, you know. Everybody want to be in the front. Nobody want to be in the rear. Everybody want to be the naysayer. I want to be the best singer, the best preacher, the best church. Everybody's trying to put that head up. But no one want to be humble enough to say, I just want to do a will to be done, Lord. We say it.
Mm-hmm.
But we want self-gratification. So I come out this morning to tell you that we are here by faith. We are here by faith. We're here with our arms and our heart open up to what we call the ministry of God. All we're doing is echoing. This thing was already written before we even thought of. All we're doing is trying to express what's in the book and what God gave to us to explain it to the best of our ability. We don't have no gotcha moments because we believe if you're coming from the scripture, if you say gotcha, then you're making God word a lie. It ain't got to a point now that you got to watch what you say about homosexuality. Yeah, you got to watch what you say about who in the pool pit. You got to watch and say who can do this, who can't do that, because you get classified as a judge. Or you, who is you and all this here. But I've learned something about the Holy Spirit in my little short time. I let God be the judge of everything. Because in the last day, he'll say, I will separate the wheat from the tare, the sheep from the goat. And I don't know about you. All we got to do, we're not trying to confuse you. We're just trying to tell you, pick a choice, what side you want to sit on. And I'm telling you, I was looking at something yesterday, and I went over it a few times, and it's kind of fitting again that if God will let us bring it today, you know. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Lord, we come not with confusion, Father God, but with your revelation of your word, Lord. Asking you, Lord, to speak through us, Lord, as the word go for us, Lord. Let it be with grace. Let it be with your love, Lord. Touching man, children's heart to want to go get a little closer to you, Lord. Lord, we ask you, if we decrease for you to increase, forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown. Lord, we just ask for no division, but always for your peace to be here, Father God. We find out that you're the author of peace, Lord. So we ask you to speak through the word today, Lord. Teach us today, Lord. Open up our spiritual ears, Lord. Lord, that we can be able to press on a little farther, Lord. So, Lord, encourage us today, Lord, to always be on the battlefield. We thank you, Lord, and we love you, Lord. Being in prayer today, Lord, let us know that, Father God, man should never cease to pray, Lord, but man should always pray, Lord. So we come in right now, men, children, and women, praying to you and thanking you for your understanding of your love. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The book of Matthew, Matthew 14 in verse 22. The book of Matthew 14. Verse 22. We didn't hear it. We didn't read it. We didn't been over. Just want to kind of enlighten us a little bit on something. You know, you don't have to trust me. We just want to read the word. The book of Matthew, verses 14. I mean, chapter 14, verses 22 through 34. And it reads like this here. Straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away. He sent up into the mountain part of the, he went up to the mountain part up to pray. And when he, when even was come, he was there alone. You know, I was looking at this and I started out thinking about, there's a lot of care before this happened. A lot of care. We didn't read over this, but there's a lot of care. Something went on before this. John was talking to Herod. Herod had took his brother's wife. And took his brother's wife, he married her. And John told him that it wasn't lawful for him to do this here. And Herod, he feared the holiness of John, but also he had a little pride, so he put him in jail. He put him in jail, and as he put him in jail, when he locked him up, he was locking him up because what he had did, see, no one can go before the king at these times and tell the king what to do and what he can't do, you know, because he was, at the time, the king, and no one can tell him this here. But we find out when you're doing something for the Lord, you know, yes, when you're doing something for the Lord, you don't mind telling someone what God did to your heart. You say you live by the law. You know, you judge by the law, but you're not governing yourself by the law. So that didn't work. He had a party one day, the old King Herod. And at his party, he made a request to his daughter, young daughter, said, whatever you ask for, you can ask for the kingdom, I'll give it to you. And she went to her mother. Her mother told her to give her John the Baptist's head. So she went back to the father and told the father. The father, I want John the Baptist's head. And he was sorrowful when he heard that because he loved John. He knew any fear, but what he did, he had to make it be, he had to come. When he said, when the king does something, it has to go forward. So it'll make him weak if he wouldn't have did it. So he did it. What he did, I love about that when he did it. You know what he did, brother? You know what he, how he did that, brother? He looked at circumstances, my brother, and he looked at it, and he said, well, I got to do it because I made my word. I gave my word. I got to do it. So he gave him his word, and he beheaded John and gave it to her. And that didn't go, that ain't seen something, because John was the same man who baptized Jesus. You're going to be persecuted along this way.
Yeah.
You're going to be tried along this way. How far do you want to go in this ministry with God? People talk that talk. You know, we didn't got so bold. I might not have been stupid enough to say this here, that we think is our ministry. You know what I'm talking about? This foundation was already built. All we doing is echoing things. All we doing is telling you that he is our Lord. Say, who is it? He is the Messiah. At this time, we call him soon to come, but we know he already came. Help me, Holy Spirit. He came so humble one time to him. But I'm going to tell you something. That didn't do nothing. Jesus preached one day, 3 days, 3 days to this multitude. The people were there listening to him. And after he got through preaching to them, it was real late, and they wanted to start going home. And Jesus stopped them and said, we should feed them before they go, because they got a long journey. They won't make it without being fed. So Jesus looked around and asked the disciples, can we feed them? And they looked around and said, we ain't got enough money. Then the stores ain't even open up anyway to get enough to feed these people. And you know it was the 5,000 men, not including the women and children. I got to get to the lesson, man. I'm almost there, y'all. And then when he looked at this, I'm still in chapter 14, and when he looked at this, Jesus looked around, and one of the gospels said it was a lad there with bottle loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But this one said he had 5 bread and 2 fishes, and he got that bread. He got that fish. You know, some of us have been somewhere and had our last, and we said, Lord, if you just bless me today, Lord. Lord, just bless me financially right now, Lord. Bless me in my spiritual man so I can grow. Lord, bless me, Lord, so I can provide for my family. Bless me, Lord, so I can cover the business, what I need to do, paying my bill, and God come along and help you do. Somebody said, this is like a fairy tale. If you ever been in some situation, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was too hard for you, and you gave it to the Lord. That's what he did when he took them five breads and, 2 fishes, and he took it to the Lord and he prayed about it and broke bread and gave each one of them young men some fish and bread. And once he gave it to them, they passed it out, not including the women and children, even though he fed them all, the women and children and men, but then they took up fragments. And in my household, we call it leftovers. We call it leftovers. They had some leftovers. And what they did with the leftovers, Jesus showed them how he was a provider. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was a provider. He didn't want to send them away without, because he knew they had a long journey. He didn't want to send them away empty like that. Yeah, they were spiritually fed, but he knew they needed some nurturing to travel like they was going to travel. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then we get to the lesson today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We get to the lesson today. Jesus, how he constrained this, the disciples. He told them to come together. Help me, Holy Spirit. He told them to come together. He said, I want you to go before me. I want you to go out there, and I'm going to meet you on the other side. And then I'm going to tell you, it was a lot of people, like we probably got on here, it's a lot of people concerned about the word of God. But Jesus knew there were some people in that multitude that wasn't for him. And there was some there wanting to be healed. It was some there wanting to be delivered. It was some there wanting a piece of his love. But it was some also there that wanted to trap him up. There was some wanting to keep him in this ministry we call today. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was some in the ministry right today of find some way to discredit the man of God and watch it in the woman to try to teach God's word and preach God's word. It was somebody in that man. So Jesus had dealt with a lot of spirits, so he had to depart. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now we in the lesson, y'all. He had to depart because he sent the disciples on this ship on the other side. Remind you this here. These guys know how to navigate the ship. They've been doing it all their lives. He didn't have to, he didn't have to be on this time. Last time they got on the boat with him, it was a storm raised. Here it come again. But the difference was what he did. He allowed them to go by themselves. The scripture says in verse 22, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went into a mountain. That's what he said, apart to pray. And when evil was come, he was there alone. Jesus prayed so long, my brothers and sisters. You know, y'all talk about us. We prayed so long that look what happened. Everybody left. He was by himself. But I'm going to tell you something. When he was praying, as we read the lesson, you'll see what I'm saying, that Jesus was making an intercessory prayer for you and I, for the disciples too, to on this journey. You're going to have faith. He's going to try the faith. Somebody woke up this morning, I'm going to do something new today. I'm tired of doing the same thing every day over and over. Let's do the same thing over and over. I want to do something new today. Help me, Holy Spirit. So look what the scripture, how it replies to us. Look what it says here. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Here we go, y'all. Tossing with winds. Tossing with waves and wind was contrary. And I like this part. And he said, on the fourth watch, the night of Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell you well. These guys been in some storms. They didn't been in some storms that they didn't navigate many a time. But God allowed a spirit of waves go up so high that they couldn't even see before them. It had a lot of wind in it. And I can imagine if you ever been in a storm. Have you ever been in a storm? I remember my wife was coming even one day, and we was in an old car, you know, had a sunroof in it. And that guess what got us? The hail got us. And man, that hail was coming down so fast and hard, you couldn't even see before you. And she was hollering and crying, what you going to do? So I pulled over like everybody else trying to get up one of these little inner paths, right? And then I'm going to tell you something. It was unexpected. You couldn't even move. But when we call on the name of the Lord, Lord, help us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, help us. Let us not get hurt while we're in this thunderstorm. And God allowed a reprieve. He allowed the rain and the thunder and the lightning to stop. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we call on the wrong thing. You know what I'm talking about? But somebody know, most of us call in such a time like this. Mother taught me to pray. And when times come up like this here. And let me tell you something. When they were there, they seen this. And watch what this fourth watch, right? when you look at the Jewish time, I got to teach you, brother. When you look at the Jewish time, they'll break up in four parts, right? So what was happening was they had a journey. So they take three, and every 3 hours, someone was navigating the ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we look at the ship starting out. And we look at this hour, we look at it from every 3 hours, 6 to 9, 9 to 12,
yeah.
3 to 12, and to 9 again. We look at this thing, it goes around like the clock we got now. But let me tell you something, on this fourth watch, can you imagine all the other watches, why did it happen on other watches? Well, it could have happened on the first watch. Why, have you ever been there? Why this trouble happened to me now? Why this trouble come up on me now? Why it couldn't have come another? It couldn't have come on somebody. Why did it come to me now? Some of the things come up our life. Some of us been so good. We think we so good because we ain't never had a trial. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us think we so good because we ain't never had no trial. But I'm going to tell you something. This is over here. Now, you don't have to believe in it. But I believe if you ain't had no trial and no tribulation, I beg the difference how close you are walking with God. Because when you are walking close with God, trials and tribulations going to meet you, my brothers and sisters, and you can't do nothing about but hold your hands up and say, Father God, I don't know what hour watches is here, but I know I need you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because they seen, watching what this, not what this is, this fourth watch, and it was at night. Trust me, night. Now, they ain't got like we got today. You got these lights, these fluorescent lights, and riding in the sea. But what's happening right here? He said, in the fourth watch, the night Jesus went into them walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him, watch this now, walking on the sea, there were trouble, saying it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But watch it. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now, I can imagine, if you ain't never had an alibi experience, this might be talking crazy to you. I can imagine that someone ain't never really had experience with the Lord, and they see this here, and they feel frightened them. You know what I'm talking about? It'll make them very scary. But we're in reverence with God when he does do something. But it was nighttime, and they saw a spirit. They said, this didn't look right, Reverend. This didn't look right. This didn't look right, brother and sister. Now the fear came on, and Jesus heard them crying and hollering. And look what he told them. He told them this here. Sometimes God got to comfort us. Some of us so strong, like we ain't never been scared before. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Like we ain't been in so much trouble that I know I got this, but God can put something on you, allow something coming to you. I don't care how long you've been on the journey, to call you to fall on your knees. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Call you to fall on your knees and say, Lord, I don't understand this situation, Lord, but I know you are able. You know, I've been around this thing. Some of us so bold, 40, 50, 30, 60, 4 years. And Lord, I ain't never seen nothing like this. But God said, I got to navigate your life. Some of us going the wrong way. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're thinking you're going the right or wrong, and he's going to turn you. And sometimes storms need to turn you around because sometimes you get so high, man, you got your bills paid. You got your car. You got the nice thing. The devil got you so that you can't touch you. But let me tell you something. He allowed the devil to have everything but your soul. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He'll allow them to have everything but your soul if you wanna heal. If you not wanna heal, some of us die so quickly because we fall out of fellowship too as well. But let me tell you something. When God has something for you, God has something for you to do, you're not leaving here until it's accomplished. I know I'm right about it. You're not leaving until it's accomplished. And he told them, be not afraid. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm almost through.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and Peter answered him. I'm in scripture, y'all. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, that's us now, bid me to come unto thee, unto the water. Now, I can imagine. They know it's a spirit. They heard him. They heard his voice, because I'm saying in the red when he spoke, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And Peter. Now, you know you got doubt. You got doubt, Thomas, on there. I can imagine Thomas saying, "Fool, what you doing? What you jumping off this boat for?" I can imagine him sitting in there. You know, you got some naysayers. They always sitting on the sideline trying to tell you how to do something. But Peter was very, he loved the Lord. And he said, "If it be your will," that's what I'm going to say. Can I add that in there? "If it be your will." See, let me do something, because the Holy Spirit just gave me this one. Let me do something. Let's transition right quick to the Revelation, the last chapter. And let's look at something right quick. The last chapter, Revelation. You can put this in your margin. You can put this in your margin. 22 and 18. And I want to read something, because you got to believe in the story that I just read you. He asked Jesus, as Jesus was walking on this water, walking on the water. Watch it. He asked Jesus, "If it be you, thou allow me to come home." Now watch it here. And look what it is. I want to go to Revelation, because I want you to understand about the book that we read. This is the King James Version. It says in 22 and 18, it says, "For I testify every man," oh help me, Holy Spirit, "that hear the word of prophecy of this book." That's what he said now. He said, "If any man should add unto these things, God should add unto him a plague that is written in this book." He said, this is what he said, and "if any man should take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God should take," but watch this now, "away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book." So we do this here. He said, "I testify these things. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even so can come the Lord Jesus." Now, I want to leave you with that. I want to tell you, when you're reading the stories, the proverbs, the lessons Jesus give to his disciples, he's giving it to us today. You can't take bits and parts you believe in the Bible. You got to believe in it all. See, something you're not going to understand, I don't care how much we explain it, some people are not going to understand it. Even the disciples with them singing, and they didn't understand some of the things he was doing. But let me tell you, you're not going to understand it sometimes. One thing, you got to get in and study it. Another thing, you got to apply it to your life. Another thing, you got to believe it. Another thing, you got to love in it. And another thing, you're not going to understand everything till you see his face. You're going to probably be like me. I believe we're going to do this here. We're going to look at him, and we're going to think we have a lot of questions for him, but we ain't going to be able to do it, because we're going to see his face a little different now. Or we're going to see his glory now. We're going to take all the questions out and start worshiping him. I'm going to get that part in a minute. Yeah. We're going to start worshiping him, because Peter was very, he wanted the one who would just go out for every time. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." He didn't do nothing else but say, "Come." And look what he said. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked, look what he said, on the water to go to Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I want to do something. I like to slow down my new things like this here. Jesus said, "Come." When the last time Jesus spoke to you? When the last time you heard his word? When you were fornicating, when you were lying, when you were backbiting, when the last time Jesus talked to you? When you were running somebody down, when the last time Jesus came to you? When you misplaced your Bible in your heart, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you allowed trouble come up and you lean to your own understanding, when did Jesus start, when he spoke to you? The Bible said, "Harden not your heart the day you hear my voice." Help me, Holy Spirit. So quit hanging on the scripture that Peter got off that boat like a, they say that's what he, but he heard him and he went to Jesus because he said, "Come." You think he would have got off that boat, Peter, when Jesus would have said, "Come"? Nope. Wouldn't have got off of that. Jesus, when Peter said, when Jesus told him to come, he got off. And trust me, Peter walked on the water. That's why I took it to the scripture a while ago in Revelation. Don't add nothing to it. He said it'll add a plague to your life. And if you take away from it, it'll take you out of the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when I say this, I'm going to be through in a minute, but I want to let you know that God is sick and tired of people watering down his word, for people to come to the church, people to come to listen to him. I tell you what, if we just told somebody it's going to be a killing on the name, and Reverend Henry and Eric going to be over here arguing, I guarantee you this thing, you couldn't get in.
That's right.
See, we just talking about the word of God. That's too dull. They were too long. That's another thing. We went too long already. I'm gonna tell you something about this. That's your way. I can't force you to do nothing. But let me push this thing a little bit. Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, when he saw this wind, and it was so terrified looking at what he had got himself into. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible said he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried, help me, Lord. Look what he said. He's saying, Lord, save me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can call me what you want to. You call Peter what you want to. He did have enough sense. Yes, sir, to call on the name of the Lord. Don't ever get in a situation and don't call on the Lord. I'm not talking about your filing stuff, because I believe he'll bless us with that, because he ain't through with some of them. But I'm going to tell you some of that stuff God just going to turn you over to and leave you there. He's going to turn you and leave you right there. I don't never want to be on this side and turn back from the Lord now. I guess, you know, I ain't been in that long, you know, but I've been in long enough to know that God will make a way. This brother, long as he, Mr. Peter, was focusing on Jesus, he was all right. Soon, reality in his mindset, he felt water. He seen the wind. He seen how hard it was blowing, and he was in the middle of a sea. Walking on water. Mind me, he walked on the water. But he got looking at his circumstances. I know there ain't nobody like this here. We'll make our circumstances be bigger than God. You don't mind, we'll have a pity party all by ourselves. Every day we're woe is me. And I'm telling you, it hurts. It hurts. Trust me, it hurts. But when you gonna start giving it to God and leave it there? When you gonna give it to the Father and leave it there and trust in him? Same what Peter did. I'm going to tell you something. Peter got help really quickly, too. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was sinking. You know, you know how you hear, not some of y'all don't laugh, but and it's good. Some of them do it, you know, and they call them. That's how they pray to the Lord. They got this this corporate prayer they do, you know. They say a few names. They throw a few names in the Bible in there, you know. And then, you know, it's me and stand on my knee. They just go all over the place. I'm not going to do that because I don't want y'all to think I'm seeking somebody out. But let me tell you something. When Peter needed help, he said, Lord, save me. So I didn't hear Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. I didn't hear David. I didn't hear the prayer he taught him early, the morning prayer. I didn't hear none of that. He said, Lord, save me. Have you ever been there? Lord, have mercy. you don't have to sound like Doctor Who and Miss Who. All you got to do is have a sincere heart. And God would come in like a locomotive. Look what he said. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hands. And he called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. He said, Wherefore didst thou doubt? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What happened now? He got some faith now. And what's what he said? He said little faith. He didn't say he didn't have no faith. But he had enough faith to get out on that ship and start walking, trying to walk towards Jesus. But circumstances stop us from really doing what God wants us to do, and that's do what? Stay focused on him. It's going to be some people over here, or maybe all through the week, somebody going to distract you. And you're supposed to be strong enough to know that when the enemy is trying to turn you around. You supposed to stay focused with Jesus. I know this sounds too weak, chicken-hearted when I'm finna say that you got to quit using these profanity to try to help. Because they cuss me, I'm going to cuss them back. If they slap me, I'm going to slap them back. They do this here. Then why won't you put yourself in a situation you had to do all this? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
When did you get understanding to know that this might not be your field?
Mm-hmm.
Let me lay it low. Yeah, why
right.
Say, Reverend? Because we like to play the field. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We like to dib and dab, you know. We like to put our hand in our back and our front pocket, you know. And we think we ain't letting the left hand know what the right hand do. Because I believe when God is trying to get your attention and you turn from it, you are turning away from God, not the person helping you. You are turning away from God because God has put something in your life and quit using that Jonah stuff. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh because one reason, because he knew God was going to save them people.
Mm-hmm.
People use Jonah like you know. He I would call him like Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go over there because he didn't want to save the people. Jeremiah, they stopped preaching because the people were they want to what hear what he was saying. But when it's in your bones, oh help me, Holy Spirit. When it's set up in your bones, you just can't keep the peace when it's in your bones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you don't like me. You know, dumbass. But when you on here and you hear the Holy Spirit speaking, you got to say amen. If you hold yourself not to say amen, I'm not saying amen to me. I'm saying you say amen to the word of God. Because I don't need you to have a back because I've been around this thing along. A man will pat you on your back the next minute. I'll run you down the next 30 seconds. I'll run you to the dirt the next 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Just because you said thus and this. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me with this, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I said it? Because Jesus immediately snatched him forward. Have you ever been in that situation? Jesus immediately. See, our time is different from God's time. I need to hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
Our God's time is different from God's time. What I mean by that, Reverend, I mean God look at one day is 1,000 years. Help me, Holy Spirit. He look at one day, so and I fry my mind. So maybe you smart and you articulate real good. Let me transition for again. Let me go to my margin for a minute. Y'all don't mind? Let me slide on my margin over here and find a scripture. And this might not fit nobody but the high-minded people. He says, "For my thoughts are not your ways." That's what he says. Look what he says here. He says, For as the heaven is higher than the earth, I want you to concept that.
Mm-hmm.
So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's what he said. Can I back up this again?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 55:8-9. This, you can put this in your margin. This is in mine because it keeps me humble when I go every time I go back and read it. He said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," said the Lord. He said, "For the heavens are higher than the earth, so is my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." See, he's talking about a person is not in fellowship with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you're in fellowship with him, you'll be in tune with his spirit so he can counsel you in such a time like this. He's going to get with my brother. He's going to get with my brother Peter, and he helped Peter. And he encouraged him. He said, "What did you lose your faith at, Reverend Henry? What did you lose it at? What did you lose it at? What happened to you? What you do, Reverend Henry? What you do? He said, "Not long as you were looking at me, you walked on the water."
That's right.
So somebody said, "Well, this don't sound right." Yeah, it does when you believe in the scripture. When you believe in the scripture, it sounds perfect. Because you know that I know it takes God to do something miraculous like this. And he said, "And when they will come into the ship," now watch this here, y'all, "the wind ceased." Don't get that. Don't miss that now. "And when they come into the sea," the ship, "the wind ceased." Pause that again. That while they was in the water, it still was going doing what it was doing. It was still trouble there. There's going to be some time Jesus is going to get in there with you. Come here, three Hebrew boys, while they was in the midst of the fire. It was so hot that when the people took them to them, they died. But that should have got the king then. Now, if these people put them in there died. And look at this here, River. It showed that even while they were there, the rope would tie them together. That's the only thing burned on them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then the king looked in there and seen it. Did not we put in, what, 3 Hebrews? I see one is the Son of a God. So sometimes God gonna get in your, well, help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of times God don't get in your situation, and what, for us to train us and teach us and guide us what he wants us to do. And when he get us in there, he's teaching us to, what to do and not to do, and be an example for someone down the line. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somewhere your faith needs to be bigger. Somewhere your little deep brothers have faith. Because they didn't want to serve another God. They didn't want to bow down to another God. And they did what? They went on into the fire. Are you ready to go into the fire today? I don't know what your fire experience might be. You know, my fire experience, because I try to get up and do the same thing every day. You know, I sit down, I'm going to tell you the truth. I sit down and text every day all the time trying to get people to come. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, I don't only send to the one that love God. I send to the one that won't even think about God. And try to compel them to God. And you know what? It's more harder to get the one that love God to come over here than the one that don't love God. Help me, Holy Spirit. you know what I'm talking about?
Amen. I
can open my brother up right now. He just did it too. I can open my brother up right now and tell me, click me in on that back line with them people over there. And I bet you, nobody's mother died, nobody's sister died, nobody's car got hit, nobody lost no money. Amen. I guarantee you they don't want to hear nothing that we just said over there. But if somebody died, somebody got hurt, somebody lost something, they'll let, come on, man. Let them come in and pray with. Why you have to get that far for God to come in your life? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why we had to get that in our life to God to come in our life? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I say this. You might be the one in the water. Jesus might pull you out the water. And watch this, Brother D and my brother. He allowed you to get in the ship. Help me, Holy Spirit. And in this ship, it has landed many thousands. Come on, now.
It has landed many thousands.
You know what that ship I'm talking about? You know what? It ain't the Mayflower either, brother. And you know what the Titanic did? It sunk. The man was so foolish. He said, this ship was sank. But it sunk. But what happened was, King Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, was the captain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. So when he got in the ship, help me, Holy Spirit, when he got in the ship, the wind ceased, Brother D, and then look what happened. This is what I love about the book. This is in the book. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of the truth, thou art the Son of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So what he just did then, Reverend, what he just did there, Brother D, he built their faith.
That's right.
He built their faith. He built their faith. He's finna get off this map. He's finna lead them one. He's finna lead them, my brothers and sisters. He's finna lead them. Then you remember? You remember Peter? He told him once before. He said, what did he tell him? He said, you're gonna deny me. Because Peter didn't think it's gonna happen again.
Amen.
He said, you're gonna deny
Amen.
Me. And you're going to yell for that rooster crow 3 times. And he did it.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? But God was so gentle. He was so merciful, my brothers and sisters. He allowed him to come back in the fold. But I'm going to tell you, as long as Jesus was with them, they didn't need the comforter. They didn't need the comforter,
man.
Because he was grooming them along the way. But see, what I love about the word of God, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father would send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I say unto you, peace I leave. Oh, yeah. With you, my peace I give unto you. Not as, brother, you got to know, that might be you, brother. He said, the world is given unto you. I let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, help me. That's in your margin there. Somebody got to hit that in the margin. It's got to be in your margin. It's John chapter 4, 14, verses 26 to 27. It got to be in your heart. Because every time, see, we got a good church. We got it. We didn't have to go through what they went through, but we're gonna go through some few things. But some of us have been called by God. Might go to a little more extreme. Oh, help me! We might be. See, some of us been called out of sin and not to the pulpit. Some of us been called out of sin into to the pulpit. Help me, Holy Spirit, when I say that there, because a lot of folks think the calling is going to the pulpit. No, a lot of problem, a lot of calling is to call you after sin into salvation.
Man.
The special call to the preaching is a different honor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's a different. You can read. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can teach it. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can desire to preach it, but it's a different anointing on the ordained part of that. Help me, Holy Spirit. When it's been approved by God. See, God approved His apostles. Before they was apostles, they were the disciples. Disciple means they was a student of Jesus Christ. And as He transitioned them to apostleship, that means go out and sin. And as He transitioned for that, He speak and breathe the Holy Ghost into them. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when He done that, He gave them an opportunity to know and see the things that He did, they could do also. Because He said, when I leave, help me, Holy Spirit, that you'll be able to do greater things. Oh, man, I know Him in the book.
That's right.
Because what happened at this point, my brothers and sisters, I dare not miss that they worship Him. They worship Him. I'm almost through now when I say this.
Yes,
they worship Him. What do Jesus have to do to put you to worship Him? What do He got to do to get you to worship Him? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know this ain't good for a lot of folks, but let me leave you with this here. Don't leave today without knowing the man. Truly knowing Him, who your Lord and Savior is. Don't leave today, because you're going to have some stones. You're going to have some trials. You ain't going to be as them. I don't care how good you pray. I don't care how good you go to church. I don't care what nobody told you. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tribulation. You got to gird up your loin. That means tie your bootstraps up. You know, that's what we used to say. Get in this battlefield and serve the Lord. Serving the Lord. Oh, my soul will pay off. Not sometime, but we believe after a while. But I believe when it started paying off, when you made Him Lord your life. I'm telling you, man. Hey, I bet you, Reverend, we can put a post out. I'll send a text out and say, man, you're going to have some fighting over the scripture. Y'all need to come up. We're going to talk about, we got a grudge. And I guarantee you, we can't stop this thing, but be able to. Don't mess around, let's start cussing at each other, you know, swearing at each other. Oh, man, them no good preachers. I know they weren't no good.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I know they weren't no good. But I know a man.
Right.
I know a man who knows us better than ourselves. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reason why I know that. Reason why they know that. Hey, brother, I'm going to send you something. I got to transition. You know what I'm talking
about? Yes, sir.
And when I say that, hey, Martha, you're so beautiful, you know, and I thank you for the nuggets you give us each and every time you give it to us, because I believe it's life into what we do. I believe we speak in life in people, and I believe God, He's sitting there looking at us, and He's well pleased for what we know. I really believe that, and sometimes you don't need no amen on that, because when you're in there by yourself, you feel like you're by yourself. You're in and out alone.
Right.
Someone's there praying. Someone's there giving
praise
you
the
strength. Because I thank you for this, and I thank God for the help. I see this here. Before we do that, Reverend, before we do that, and I see that, go on and read that what I just sent you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm about to get off, right? I'm finna send you something else. So somebody just text me something. I want to send this to you. And be reminded of God's spirit that is here, you know.
Thank you.
And I thank you for the Holy Spirit that what He's doing, man. I'm at work, y'all. You know, so I gotta transition doing something different. Y'all pray for my strength of the Lord. I just send you that, brother.
Okay.
You know, them. And just tell me when you got it before I get off. I don't want to be.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Two things.
Prayer request.
You got both of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So, brothers, y'all got it, man. I love y'all, brothers. And I'm going to say this until I go home. You can't do nothing about it.
All right.
May God strength keep you, you brothers and sisters. You know, man, y'all be surprised what sacrifice we do to be on this over here. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all be very surprised.
Thank you, Jesus. We ask for
people love God to come over, and they deny to come over, man.
Ooh,
we don't strain nobody. We hear women preachers over here. We hear people speak. We don't jump in the way on nobody. You know what I'm talking about? If God put it in your heart, you do it. We're not climbing on top of that hill because we know God said some things in the book is real, man. And we can't get them to come. We text folks, and they'd rather go listen to foolish all day and never come over here, man. It's a platform for them, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a platform for them. But the Bible said that they righteous, though, so we're going to leave the 99. Mm-hmm. They all right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to try to get this in real quick. I know you got to leave. I want to say it before you leave. It's funny you said that because they had called me this morning, like they do always, and I was listening to them. And what a brother. I won't call his name, but what a brother over there. At 8:05, he said, "Brother, it's time for you to go." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "They're playing the music right now." I said, "But you know, I'm going in a few minutes." And I'm saying it because you are willing to acknowledge the fact that Brother D is getting ready to leave you all and go over here to the gospel side. You know I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yet you won't bring yourself. In order for you to do that, you telling me you acknowledging God now, which you want to
there
acknowledge
you go.
God. Yeah.
There you go.
You know I'm going to go, but just you look at the clock and you heard my voice, and you said, "Brother D, I know you finna go now." Yeah, but you should be coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I spoke like I spoke last week. You're not asking for money, not even asking to help pay for this time that you use to try to give God's word. But excuse me, there's no one there. Truck is passing by. But yet you won't come in. But there's going to come a time. That's all I can tell my sister and brother. There's going to come a time.
That's so.
Yeah, and the Bible is so full of parables. Greg, I'm so sorry. The Bible is so full of parables of what my brother's trying to get you all to see. And I like to give out parables that's been read a lot because I know they can relate to those real easy. And if you can, let your mind wander back to Noah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to tell you. Let your mind wander back to Noah. I don't have to say anymore. They're going to come a time. Come on, my brother. Come on, man.
You know, that prayer that brother called wanted, right, and needed, you know. We are, I don't know, I know you don't know him, but I do know you know the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? And I know Sister Martha know this here. When we hear someone need prayer, we believe everything ceases. You know what I'm talking about? We believe that God is able. We believe that God can do some things. And we want to reach to God. I'm glad we read that scripture when Peter prayed to God, because that was a prayer. He said, "Save me."
That's it.
Save me. I don't know what the brother's situation is. But I do know he's a brother. I know he loves God. You know, whatever circumstance he's going through and whatever he's going through, God is able. Same way he did it for Peter. Saying that he did it for you and I, and every brother and sister's on here. That's what we have to stand in the gap for each other. When the last time we stand together, we did something Friday, right? But I'm reminded this every day. Prayer is a central, my brother. We need to always know prayer is a central. We need to do it. My brother need prayer. On call.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about you, brother, brother D. Another call.
But brother D, brother D needs prayer as well, my brothers. Songwriter say every day and every hour, we need it.
So Webb his special needs is, you know, to my Webb he needs, whatever God needs to do in his life. Whether it is, I don't know, but we're going to allow the Spirit of God minister to whatever going on, whatever situation it is. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come with the most humble smile we know how. Lord, listen up our voice to you, Lord. Our heads are bowed, but our hearts are simple. Lord, we believe one of us going through, we all going through, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you in a mighty way to touch our brother, whatever circumstances it is, Lord. We ask you to move, Lord. Lord, you know what the needs that he needs. Lord, maybe be something that we don't understand. But, Father God, we know you are everything in our life. So we ask you to bless him, brothers. Bless Brother Carl, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Touch his heart, Lord. To always be merciful, Lord. Be kind, be loving, Lord. So there are some things in life we're not going to figure it out, Lord, to receive you, Lord. So wherever circumstance we believe the storm is soon passing by. So in the end, Lord, we ask you to do like the day you did, Peter. You saved them, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to save my brother with everything he needs, Lord. We love him, Lord. We know you love him first, Lord. So every ask in the name of Jesus, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, just go through whatever the situation is, Lord. Just have your way, Lord. Because we believe, Lord, when men and children come together like this, Lord, that you are in the midst, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for our brother. And we ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all brothers, excuse me, man. I got to move on, man. I got to take a few things to the job right quick. But
thank you, Lord.
I love you, brothers, man. Y'all hang in there.
Well.
Love you, brother. Love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so wonderful to know that God entrusted us with prayer. So much and so over in James, the fifth chapter, as the question is, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Jenny, Mary, let him sing something. People don't realize they say the scripture often, you know. Prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If any have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. God is so bountiful in love that he will forgive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will forgive. He will have mercy. Oh, what else? All loving, all wise. Oh, hallelujah. The Psalms tell us he will not chide. He will not always chide. So while mercy yet can be found, hallelujah, we take full advantage of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that you've shown towards us in abundance. Thank you for our beautiful Sister Martha Haney. Send us do no harm. Hallelujah. Romans 13:8-10 tells us love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah. When we choose a course, listen, of action, we should ask ourselves, does this reflect Christ's concern for others? Am I only concerned for myself? When others are troubled or in need, Should we be asking ourselves, is it my need as well? Caring for the burdens of others helps us to forget our own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Caring for the burdens of others helps us to forget our about our own. I can testify to that. God bless me. One time when I was concerned with something of myself, but when I just denied myself and concentrate on what others needed, God took care of what I needed because I just start forgetting about myself and putting myself last and put others even before me, and God always took care. Hallelujah. So caring for the burdens of others helps us to forget about our own. Hallelujah. A voice in the night. I hear you, a voice in the night. Psalms 134. Lift up your heads. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I would say to them and to anyone who is feeling lonely or significant or insignificant, though your place is small, it is the holy. It is a holy place. Hallelujah. The one who made and moves heaven and earth is at work in. Hallelujah. And through you, your hands and praise him. He's worthy. Anyone doing God's work in God's way is important in his sight. I like that. No matter, ain't no big eyes or no little U's or no big U's and little eyes, but anyone doing God's work in God's way is important in his sight. Hallelujah. She sent us another, leaving the past behind. Thank you, Lord. Leaving the past behind. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, 12th through the 21st. Some involved here. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Hallelujah. Anyone that has made Christ their choice. Hallelujah. You are a new creature, if I could paraphrase that. Anyone belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Let nobody try to put your path on you because you have left it behind. If you've been baptized, you left it in that watery grave. You was buried. Oh, hallelujah. We buried it when we lay down in the water. Hallelujah. As God had whomever baptized you, had the one to lift you up out of the water. So he lifts us up out of our trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so wonderful. To enjoy the future, accept God's forgiveness for the past. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I like that. To enjoy the future, accept God's forgiveness for the past. Forgive as God forgive you. You forgive yourself. Enjoy what he has given you, a newness in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even those that are already walking with him, enjoy his forgiveness. Hallelujah. Don't let those thoughts of the adversary come in and try to discourage you as you're trying to walk with the Lord. You may, as they say, bump your head or stumble or fall, but keep on trying to please the Lord. And I guarantee you, better days are coming. I guarantee you. What do you mean by better days? I mean more strength is coming. Hallelujah. That you used to stumble over, you find yourself getting strength for it to and that it don't trip you up anymore. It don't make you fall anymore. But God is able, just like he raised you up out of the water, raised you up out of a sin, and he gives you a new start, a new path to walk on just a little while longer, to hold on a little while longer. If heavy burden, they will pass over because God gives strength, hallelujah, for you to hang on. So God bless you. God bless you today. We thank you. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. We pray that God will keep you, hallelujah, even as you consider God more and more. We pray his strength over you in the name of Jesus. We love you. We thank you. We thank you, Amy, for the input that you have blessed us with. Thank you, Brother D, encouragement words that you gave. Thank you, Reverend Brian, for the lesson, beautiful scriptural lesson, Matthew 14, starting with the 22nd verse in Revelation 22, 18 through 20, even John 10, 26, 27, and 28. Also, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. We thank God for what he has done today. Thank God what he allowed us to experience on this day. Lord, I want to tell you that we do love you. Oh, hallelujah. We're so thankful that you allow us to be in attendance. We have a chance. Hallelujah. It's good to be here another chance.
It's good, Brother.
He looked. You know, I used to hear the elders say he looked at my golden moments and bid them to roll on a little while longer.
Yes, just a little while longer. When I looked up and I seen this day,
hallelujah.
Yes.
He bid my golden moment that.
The cover that I covered up with
last night, it wasn't my wine and shit.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Yes. It wasn't that cooling board.
Yes, he did.
But oh, I'm so thankful for his love, for his grace, and his mercy. Thank you, Lord.
So
thankful. Love and grace and his mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how he gives us strength to even walk this walk. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what a song writer said. If I couldn't say a word, he said, I just wave my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's way back.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
I just want to say, I've been sitting back listening. Prayer works. And I just want everyone to know to stay lifted up because it could have been us.
Yeah.
A lot of people go through a lot of things. They don't even speak about it. Some things may be big to me, may be little to you, but we all go through. So I just need to keep the faith, stay prayed up, and just want to say, everybody just have a blessed day.
Thank you, God.
Just remember, God is the key. Keep your eye on.
That's it.
I said the other day, there's been a lot going on around me and the area I'm in and people I'll be around. And just pray for me as I can have understanding on some of the stuff. Pray for my family as well.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
It's something every day about.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been me. Could have been you.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been all of us.
That's right.
Just thank God for allowing us just to breathe, just live.
That's a blessing.
That's all I had to say this morning.
That's beautiful.
I just had to say that this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's, you're right about it. You're right about it. I thank God. I thank God when we look at his tender mercy, when we look at his grace, when we look at how he covered, you know, how he even the blessed is he that considered that thought it could have been me. Thank you, Lord. As we, I want to pray right now, hallelujah. But while it's on my mind, let us pray for, thank you, Jesus, for God's mercy, his protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, that his love would abide continually in our hearts, hallelujah, as we be concerned with others, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, that God may help us all in the name of Jesus as we pray, Father God in heaven. Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you, Lord, for what you have already done. Hallelujah, what you have already done, the love you've already shown. Hallelujah. Even this morning, you allow us to experience another worship service. And we say, thank you, Father God. We ask that you have mercy, Father. Oh, no special needs, even those that request prayer. We ask you, you know, Father God, you know their hearts, you know their heart's desire, you know within their mind, if there be troubled mind or troubled heart, hallelujah, you know how to fix that troubled heart and that troubled mind. You know what the questions are even before they're asked, and every request before it's even asked. Oh, hallelujah, have your way, let your way, your will be done, Father. Oh, Father God, shape us, make us, and mold us just what you would have us to be for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Oh, Father God, bless those that need understanding. Bless those that need a peace. Give strength to those, Father God, that may be feeling weary, Father God. And, oh, even bless those that in the midst of trials and tribulations, they lift up their hands to you and they just say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Though some may be going through, but in their hearts, they just say, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for this message today. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for all those that called in and commented, and even those that silently just prayed and listened. Thank you for those as well, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you keep us all. In the name of Jesus, keep your love and arm and protection around us, Father God, as we go through, Father God, and sometimes have to experience fiery darts. Oh, Father God, but we know you're able. That's with your shield of protection. We know that you're able, Father God, those that try to do right and live right and be righteous and holy. Oh, Father God, keep us. Keep us in thy care. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord, and we thank you. We're so thankful that you allowed us to come unto you and pray. Thank you, Father God. We pray that this service has been pleasing in our sight. In Jesus' name. Again, those prayer requests, we ask that you look upon them. Oh, Father God, Brother Carl, you know his need. Hallelujah. Brother D, you know his need. Hallelujah. Brother Nutty, you know what's up on his heart, Father. So we ask that you bless it. Oh, Father God, all those that maybe they didn't call in and have a desire. Yes, you look at it, Father. Hallelujah. Have mercy in Jesus' name. And again, we want to say in the name of Jesus, we love you, Father, and we're so thankful. In Jesus' name, the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me.
Thank you, Lord.
yeah. You be.
I hear you, Mike.
So, so good.
Never said this morning you be.
So good. Yeah, Lord, you can.
Because it truly could have been me. Could have been me. We just don't know how blessed we are that it's not us.
Thank you, Lord.
Who am I? Who am I, real, that make me special? It could have been me.
Thank you, Lord.
It could have been me.
Man.
I said he saved my soul.
Tell God, thank you. Yes.
My soul.
Can't turn God. He's no wall.
Yes, you say my soul. Yes, you say me.
So
good. Another way you find that in there. You're humming that all day.
If they only knew. If they only knew how God truly has been.
You know what, bro? Dean, Reverend Henry, and Nettie. Even though what you just said made a lot of sense, I'm looking at my situation, what I'm going through, you know. And you still see the goodness of God, man.
It really ain't no bad
if you think about it, Brother Nutty. Because he said all things work together for the good, for the old Lord God and called according to
the Lord. He let you know, Brother Mike, that if you love him, he going to work it out for you. That's all he tells you in his words. It's already been foretold. If you love me, you should keep my commandments. He said, if you keep my commandments, these are things you can ask me. You can ask me what thou will. He said, I grant it thee. He said, if you just keep my commandments. See, if you keep my commandments, you're going to love on me. And if you love on me, I'm going to love on you. And if I love on you, he's on more than the whole world against you. You just can't turn God on and turn him off when you feel. You just can't do it.
My.
And you good. God is so merciful to us. So merciful to us.
Hallelujah.
Every morning that we open our eyes, he's just giving us another renewed chance to get right with him.
Yeah, them old song like that do something to me.
Yes. If he ever hit it on the head, but another hit on the head.
DJ Nutty hit it on the head this morning.
Hey, brother, I'm over here trying to help my brother. and keep this and help the show and be part of the show, because I'm learning on a daily day.
Y'all are
me. Yeah, you know, I'm doing it because how I feel and what I think, and trying to get some understanding. And I'm also busy at work, but I couldn't cut it off, Mike, when I heard you come. I couldn't cut it off. I was about to end it, but I couldn't. Saying that to be saying that is
it's refreshing, brother. It's refreshing.
Sometimes what I want ain't what they need.
Ain't what they want.
That's right. That's right. What God wants
you to do, that will be done. Not how I will, brother. But he said that will be done. That will.
Yeah, like I said, I got noise going, and I'm multitasking, but I couldn't do it.
I couldn't cut it off. You just can't tell God when to come and when not to come. He's just not that kind of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not. God is just not a sometime God. He's a right now all the time.
Lord, you know.
I do gotta say this, brother. I hate to, but I do got to end it. We'll be here tomorrow. God will. We'll be here the same time.
God bless you.
Love y'all guys. And I'm learning.
Love y'all, man.
Love you too. Good man.
All right.
You hung up?
The board done closed up.
It ain't meant for you to go off then.
Mm-hmm.